Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. Someone asked me, as I've said earlier on a podcast episode, to explain the before and after of KI, emotional repression inquiry. And I've been doing it, but not all at once, just here and there. So I've also been trying to do it in a way that is truthful. I don't want to just sit and promote it like, oh, it's great. It'd be so free. You can't believe it. It's the best thing ever. I think it needs more than that with a subject like this, because we're talking about processing what we've buried. So it just needs to be more than that. Let me see if I can explain it this way. When it comes to buried anger, you can do the research on this through AI, ChatGPT. Say, give me all the data and research that shows that buried anger is behind a lot of codependent behavior. And you can ask AI to articulate that, to explain the studies and the research articles. And what you'll find is, if I could just summarize it for you, is buried anger is definitely behind a lot of codependency, this kind of codependency. Fixing, changing, helping, saving others as a way to stay safe from what you've buried. Being overly peaceful, kind, loving, empathetic, or compassionate as a way to stay safe from what you've buried. And then all of this is relational, because then you show up with people a certain way, which is false. Again, to stay safe from the buried anger. That's actually a lot of suffering. You know, but see, at the surface, it just might look like somebody who's helpful or very sweet and compassionate. But the way to illustrate this before, the before and after, is I have to explain something that an anger repressor wouldn't be aware of. All right, so to do this, I want you to imagine the iceberg again. At the tip of the iceberg is what our system produces that's just safe enough to experience. Under the waterline is where our system stores emotions that are too unsafe to feel. So an anger repressor who's codependent, let me just show you all the different ways it can show up. At the surface as one way, at the unconscious, something else is going on. Say you have codependency, can be this too. It's like taking care of other people's feelings by being false. It's holding anger back to get love and approval and safety from others, to get those needs met in whatever way. And it ends up being codependent in relationship, like your well-being depends on others instead of just being yourself. And so if, say, a friend is over here and I'm an anger repressor, I've done this scenario before. The friend just talks constantly. And maybe when I first met this friend, I liked that about them, because I don't talk as much. As an anger repressor, I might hold my voice back some or a lot in relationships. So my friend, he fills up the space. But after a while, because I repress anger, now with him filling up the space all the time, I'm sitting over here like smiling or nodding, but I can't really hear him, because at the unconscious level, it's like this. I'm so fucking angry at you. I hate you, but I can't express it. I can't express how angry I am that you just keep talking. You don't give me a chance to say anything. I don't feel heard, and so on and so forth. But it's basically just, I'm angry. That's the core of it, and I can't express it. And so again, at the surface, you can see something else. At the tip of the iceberg, something else is going on. But under the water is that. There's your codependency in that moment. Now, if you think about it, anything that you process at the surface, at the tip, wouldn't even get to it, because it's the buried anger that makes you show up without boundaries, without your voice, without your assertiveness. And then that's responsible for any resentment there that I would feel with my friend. See, resentment on the surface where you're codependent is just like a euphemism, or it's not a euphemism, it's just the outer layer. Because under that is just rage, but we've buried it. And so the most peaceful, loving, compassionate, codependent, or whatever, nice, helpful people in the world who are consistently that way are often that way because of the buried anger. They will not admit it. They can't. How could they? Nobody can who has buried emotions. We're forced to identify with what's false when we have buried emotions. So I'm just forced to sit here and nod my head up and down when my friend is talking, even though what I really am feeling is, no, I don't want to do this anymore. But I can't say no. Or like, okay, I'm going to help someone. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's my partner. Because I see that they're suffering. And I found this new KI way. So I'm going to, hey, babe, I just noticed that you said you were anxious and depressed. Why don't you try processing that buried sadness? I can help you. Or whatever. But see, we don't understand that underneath that, if you're an anger repressor, it's like, I'm fucking angry at my partner. I'm angry. I'm angry at him or her. And I can't express it. So I'm going to help them. Because if I can help them and they get better, I'll do better. And I won't have to feel this suffering. But so much of it is unconscious. We might be aware of how helping other people distracts us from our suffering, but most anger repressors are just not aware at all at how helping others protects them from their anger at those others. Going way back to childhood, when we first developed that helping strategy from the buried anger at mom and dad or whomever, it's just still there. So helping, fixing, changing, saving, even trying to change someone. But here's the thing, if you have buried anger, we'll buy into this idea that we can't change anyone and then we won't express what's true for us. And that's how spirituality gets in the way of our freedom, because we actually have to be able to feel and express what's true. How would we even know if we could change someone if we just hold our emotions back our whole life and say we can't change anyone? We truly can't. But it's not about changing anyone. It's about being free and feeling and expressing what's true. And I just didn't understand that for a long time. I mean, I knew that you couldn't change anyone. But as long as I had buried anger, I was trying to change people. Because I wanted them to be more peaceful so that I didn't have to feel the anger. That's another version of codependency. It's just like trying to help people be at peace, like a non-dual teacher who might not say it's about being at peace, but everybody gets at peace when we sit in being. And so needs are met. Everybody stays safe, maybe gets love, but we're still going to suffer. See, that's codependent. There's more suffering coming. Even if we feel good in each other's company or peaceful or quiet together, it doesn't matter because the body is keeping the score on all of it, on codependency and suffering. So we give another scenario. Like if you're trying to help someone, yeah, I've already given that scenario. Another form of codependency would be being really accepting of kind of whatever someone does or what people do, because you can get a lot of love that way. And that's another place where spirituality messes us up as anger repressors, because we can't allow everyone to be as they are until we allow our anger to be. Because we're angry at everybody, but it's buried. You might not think that you're angry at everybody because you almost never get angry at anyone, but that's what it means. That means you're angry at everybody. You've repressed it. Don't trust me, just trust your body. But just most anything that we do from buried anger is really to take care of other people in some way or their emotions. Because we're angry. That's it. there's really nothing more to it. Process the buried anger and codependency goes away, I promise you, if you go all the way through it. Because you get, if you're an anger repressor, your boundaries come online. That just means your authenticity. So it just means if the friend's here talking, I say, stop, we're going to do so. Let's do something else now. I don't want to sit here and talk. Or you're going to say something else. It'll change the dynamic. Or you won't invite the friend over. You won't be fixing and changing people once you see that you were just angry at them. You'll leave them alone. And that's authentic love, by the way, when we stop trying to fix, change, and save the people that we love. Because that's just trying to get their love and stay safe. We have a training program where, as you can imagine, a lot of anger repressors come to train to become a certified mentor, teacher, whatever else. And guess what they discover when they get to the training program? They want to do that to get their needs met, to stay safe from the buried anger, to get love and approval, and so they don't have to feel that. So what happens in training is that they just focus on processing that so that when they become certified and they help people, it's coming from a different place. But it's a major transformation that they go through here, just life-changing in every way. When you see your own codependency and the root of it, you can't just go back out into the world. You can't unsee that when you get to a certain place with it, and it changes you forever. It transforms you irrevocably because you see where it was all coming from. When you do buried emotions work, it's like, the only word I can think of is like reverse engineering your suffering. So you like turn the inside out. So you see that you were being nice because you're angry. You were helping because you're angry. So you were doing everything you could at the level of what's conscious to stay safe from what you were afraid of, from what was unsafe. And that's your main duality. For an anger repressor, if you get on a non-dual path, you should really see a non-dual path, in my view, as that the main duality is right there. That you've buried anger, that's hidden, and then that produces everything that you're seeing. For the most part, you're suffering. And that duality, what's buried versus what arises, is the thing that creates your suffering. Your suffering is what arises from the buried emotions. But if you get on a path and you look anywhere else, you miss the main duality because the conditioning that's looking, even from awareness. Think about this for a moment. If you have buried emotions, if you have that duality still there, then as you're resting as awareness, guess what's happening? Your system is still burying the emotion while resting as awareness. And see, so when people come to awareness-based therapies and teachings to deal with codependency, they often don't, not only do they not deal with it, but they often become teachers and helpers who are codependent and who don't help others get to their buried emotions so that everybody gets their needs met. And it's just like almost like an intergenerational trauma, actually, just like in your families, that teachers and helpers teach and train other teachers and helpers, but don't take them all the way. And then everybody just keeps getting their needs met. And people don't end suffering on either side of it. There are so many wounded healers. As you know, you've heard my story and my diseases. It's because people are not ending suffering when they don't get to the root of the codependency that makes them help others. I know it sounds crazy. I'm sitting here teaching, but I've done the work. You know, it's embarrassing, actually, to have just as many people that follow me and to know that, well, you know, now I was trying to get love and approval for the first 10 years of my teaching. There's no way around that. Because if anybody does KI, they know that if I have buried anger, that's what I was doing. And I am honest about it. But I would have to be. Because people who do this work, you can't fool them around things like that. Nor would I want to. Well, not anymore. Yeah, which I should have done that. I'll do that for you. See, the reason you hear me criticize all the buried anger in spirituality and all forms of the helping fields is because it's so rampant. It's just everywhere. And I didn't see it until I processed my buried anger. But then once I did, I could just see it everywhere. So what, right? I'm free. Why do I care? That's such bullshit. To sit here and say I've processed my stuff so I wouldn't say a dare thing about anything. That's repression talking. The reason that I talk about it is because I've just lived it and I've brought it to the world. I mean, anybody who doesn't process their buried emotions brings that to the world when they're helping. And so I know what it's like to sit as a teacher now. Now, in hindsight, when I look back at when I was pointing to presence, here's how it breaks down with regard to the main duality. At the conscious level, I'm just pointing to what is. Sitting with people, being, showing them how just being is all you need, and noticing. I encourage them to see those thoughts and those feelings, let those be as they are. You're not letting them be, I would say. They're just happening to awareness. I'd be very skillful with it seems. But at the unconscious level, it's like, no, I'm fucking angry at dad and the bullies and mom and you because you're here. But I can't feel and express that. So I'm going to stay safe from that and get your love and approval and just point to presence. But that was all hidden. Under the pointers. I know what codependency is. Trust me. I just didn't know it when I was doing it. And you can never know when you're doing it, usually because you're getting your needs met. And if you have buried emotions, you don't know that you're doing that in the moment. You can't sit in awareness and just, oh, there's the codependency. I'm so glad that I'm aware of it. You can't. You can only be aware of how it manifests in different ways. You can't see the root. And that's why I think it's taken so long for us to get the science and the research. Because a lot of people who were studying it and researching it had buried emotions and couldn't put two and two together, or quite literally weren't conscious of their own buried emotions in their own direct experience. So they were just coming from their head. And scientists can do that, and well, so can researchers. But somehow, and I'm grateful. If you want this research, come and talk to me. If you want to work with me, and I'll show it to you. The science is there, though the research is there, I should say. Academic research that codependency comes from buried anger. So we have it now. We have the information. I think once you have the information, and especially a set of tools like KI, it's just about awareness, because there's a lot of people right now who are living lives of resentful codependency. But what do you do with that? Manage it. Keep helping people. Keep being falsely nice. Keep witnessing that. What's that going to do? Give you some benefit. It will, because I did that. I would sit and like, I would feel that pull to like, I don't know, want my partner to wake up or something, to be. And then I would just sit there and watch those thoughts and those feelings. And then they would all just kind of fall away. And I would think, well, yeah, I don't need to change him or anything. And then at the unconscious level, it's like, I'm so angry at him. I hate him. And I can't express it. And that's how codependency works. It's not to say that hurt and sadness repressors are not codependent, not to say that at all. I'm just talking about a certain facet of codependency, but it's really widespread. So basically, if you're an anger repressor and you take our test at repressiontest.com, you'll come into the mentorship space or our newsletter. We're going to be talking about this subject. We're going to have a funnel in our newsletter if you want to get in it. It'll be about relationship. We'll talk about codependency and its roots in emotional repression. If you want to come and talk to me and work with me, if you're serious about working with me, there's a link in the description to do that. That's for one-on-one work on these issues or anything really that's related to this, to buried emotions. If you're unsure of whether something you have is related, come here. I have tons of research. I'll show it to you, and then I'll explain to you how we miss the buried emotions as the root. I'll explain it. And then, but if you're not ready for one-on-one, if you hit that link, there's a description of my KI Jumpstarter group. So a lot of people are just going there to learn that, which is a mentorship group that lasts a month. The same link will get you to both places. Thank you.